Are you getting the vaccine? They say the only thing that'll save us is the vaccine. The government, media, and celebrities are using fear to force you into something that you may not be sure about. They expect you to roll up your sleeve and do something to your body that can't be undone. I don't know about you, but we have a few questions. So we're going to answer them. Is the vaccine safe? No. According to the FDA, their list of possible adverse event outcomes, aka side effects, from the vaccine includes Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis,
transverse myelitis,
encephalitis,
myelitis,
encephalomyelitis,
meningoencephalitis, meningitis, encephalopathy, convulsions, seizures.
Whoa, far too many. We don't have time for this. Kind of makes you wonder. These deaths and injuries are already being reported, but rarely by the mainstream media. The U.S. government's VAERS database is collecting some of the reports. People are having cardiac arrest, respiratory arrest, and other severe reactions. You can look up these reports for yourself. This is just a sampling. There are already tens of thousands. Other governments are also collecting this information. Like this recent report from Norway, 23 deaths associated with the COVID-19 vaccination, of which 13 have been assessed. These are all the immediate side effects. What about the ones that may kick in within a year or 5 years or 10 years down the road? And what about long-term effects that are passed from parents to children? No one knows. Since these injections are making some people sick, it's no wonder that the CEOs making the experimental injection ran to Congress and got total indemnification from liability through something called the PrEP Act. This means that if you get the shot and that shot injures or kills you, the company that made the injection cannot be held responsible. So why is the injection making people sick? Maybe it's because of what's in those syringes. It's experimental and you're the lab rat. You see, nothing like this has ever been used before. This is not a vaccine. Vaccines are where a microorganism such as a virus is pumped into the body in a small dose so your immune system can respond and begin making antibodies. That's the theory anyway, but that's not what these shots do. This is an experimental injection, and if you get it, congrats! You're part of the biggest mass biological human experiment ever. Because what's in that syringe is not a vaccine any more than this is a fish. So what is it? Here's the idea. This is your body. DNA is in every one of your cells telling your body what to do. mRNA is the messenger that delivers instructions from your DNA to the rest of your body. What they're going to pump into your arm is a synthetic mRNA. Once the syringe is done squeezing all that experimental juice in you, these tiny nanoparticles will punch holes into your cells and carry into your body the mRNA that was made in the lab. Once in your cells, these nanoparticles will instruct your body to make parts of the COVID-19 virus. It's like hacking a computer, but instead of a computer, they're hacking your body to make part of a virus. The COVID injection bypasses your DNA the same way a hacker bypasses the security firewall of a computer. The computer hacker spreads a virus. The injection hacker makes part of the virus. But you're not a machine. So how can you be sure that it's safe and that the only code they're uploading into your cells is the code supposedly to fight COVID-19? Next question. Who loves chemicals? Well, get ready because they're coming to a syringe near you. Pfizer's version of the COVID injection contains a number of experimental and industrial chemicals, including ALC0315, a positively charged molecule that helps the nanoparticles form. There is also something called DSPC and potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, and dibasic sodium phosphate dehydrate. You can find some of these on the ingredient list of your favorite bag of fertilizer. Can't wait to have that in me. Now, let's look at the mRNA, or Moderna injection. Their shot contains similar substances, and they also throw in a drug, trimethamine, because, why not? And then there's the SM-102, which is proprietary to the company. Proprietary means that this is their super secret finger-licking good family NRA recipe, and they don't have to tell you anything about it. What could big pharma companies be trying to hide? Don't you have the right to know exactly what's being injected into your body and whether or not it's safe? Has the experimental injection been thoroughly tested? No. The FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee decided to approve this experimental injection for emergency use. Arnold Monto presided over the committee. Let's give a listen to see how thorough he was to approve a vaccine for the entire country.
I completely agree with you that I don't think...
Very quickly.
That would be my first question. The other...
I said one part only.
Well, I'm just going to put my hand up again then.
Then you'll go to the bottom of the queue. We really need to keep this... We need to keep it brief. Let's keep the answer relatively short. That's a very big question. We're going to... not worry about adaptive and innate immune responses right now. We'll take that offline. I'm going to excuse Dr. Fink from having to answer that part of the question. I think we want to stay away from discussions about immune response and other things that could be taken offline. And therefore, our work for the day is done.
Pretty thorough, huh? Side note, he has received money from Pfizer as recently as December 2018. Those who are supposed to keep you safe felt it unnecessary to see how the injection affects your brain, kidneys, lungs, or heart. No studies were done to see how the injection reacts with other drugs that you may be taking. No toxicity studies were done on a single dose. No toxicokinetic studies were done to see what happens to these chemicals once they get into your body. No genotoxicity studies were done to see if these chemicals damage your DNA. No carcinogenicity studies were done to determine if these substances cause cancer. They have no idea if this is safe for pregnant women. No studies were done on how the experimental injection affects prenatal and postnatal development in moms or newborns. No studies were done to find out what happens when couples get the injection, and any subsequent children they may have also receive the shot. Look at all those no's. Is the experimental injection effective? Another no. Ask yourself, if the so-called vaccine was effective, why are they still requiring you to wear a mask after you've been vaccinated? And why have some people gotten COVID after being injected? Have you seen these headlines? Well, the clinical trials for the Pfizer experimental injection did not demonstrate that the shot stopped any of the following: getting COVID, or getting very sick with COVID, or being hospitalized because of COVID, or transmitting COVID to others. All the clinical trials proved was that the injections reduced the risk of mild COVID-19 symptoms, like coughing or muscle pain. That's it. How do we know this? Pfizer, the manufacturer, tells us. Now, for Moderna. According to the FDA, they don't know if the Moderna injection will protect people for more than 2 months. They don't know if it will provide any benefit for people who have already tested positive. They don't know if the injection will stop people from dying of COVID. They don't know if the injection prevents the virus from being transmitted from person to person. They don't know if the injection is safe for a large percentage of the population. They don't know if the injection will make getting the disease even worse. I think the theme here is, they don't know. And since they're pushing this experimental injection on us as some sort of an emergency, that must mean there are no other safe and effective treatments for COVID-19. Right? Wrong. Doctors have found safe, effective, and inexpensive treatments that work well in preventing and treating patients with COVID-19, like ivermectin that's been used safely for more than 30 years. But the government has not supported the use of this effective drug. In fact, there are other therapies like hydroxychloroquine, vitamins D and C, and zinc that physicians have found to be safe and effective in preventing and treating COVID. But the government doesn't want them used either. Is the government silencing doctors? Yes. Critical voices from doctors, scientists, nurses, and other healthcare professionals are being censored. Because if we already have effective therapies against COVID, that would make an experimental injection totally unnecessary. Don't I have a high chance of dying if I don't get the experimental injection? The answer is no. According to the government's own statistics and good old-fashioned math, your chances of surviving COVID-19 without the experimental injection depends on your age group. 0 to 14, survival is 99.9998%. 15 to 44, survival is 99.9931%. 45 to 64, survival is 99.9294%. 65 to 85, survival is 99.6297%. And over 85, survival is 98.2499%. The numbers don't lie. In fact, your chance of being struck by lightning is about the same as your chance of dying from COVID. Do we need an experimental injection for potential lightning strikes? And by the way, remember the so-called vaccine wasn't even proven to stop anyone from dying from COVID anyway. But your chance of surviving COVID is even better than these statistics. Why? Because the case counts and death counts are inflated since the government's COVID test is, according to the leading scientist, useless. The COVID tests are based on PCR. PCR was invented by Dr. Kary Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize for his invention and said on video from his own mouth, his tests were never designed to tell you if you are sick. Let's listen.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. But it's not... It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
In addition, Anthony Fauci has indicated that most PCR tests are being done wrong and finds dead nucleotides, not infectious virus. In other words, the tests are supposedly finding COVID when there really is no COVID. Let's listen.
That if you get a cycle threshold of 35 or more, that the chances of it being replication competent are minuscule. Mm. So that if somebody, and you know, we have patients, and it's very frustrating for the patients as well as for the physicians. Somebody comes in and they repeat their PCR and it's like 37 cycle threshold. But you almost never can culture virus from a 37 threshold cycle. So I think if somebody does come in with 37, 38, even 36, you got to say, you know, it's just dead nucleotides, period.
Dead nucleotides, period. Even above 36 cycles? Interesting. Guess what the FDA approved? Up to 40 cycles. That means most of your tests that find COVID are not finding COVID. But in Fauci's words, dead nucleotides, fragments in the environment. And finally, the former vice president of Pfizer, one of the companies making the experimental injection, has called the PCR test useless. So if someone dies of COVID and the COVID test is useless, what are they really dying from? Probably the other comorbidities. What's that? It means other diseases, according to the CDC. 94% of all COVID deaths had an average of 2.9 comorbidities. In other words, 94% of the people who supposedly died from COVID had, on average, about 3 other diseases that could have contributed to their death. Let's recap. Here's what we know. The COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA injection that hacks your cells and instructs your body to make parts of the COVID-19 virus. It was rushed through clinical trials, skipped proper safety testing, and is already causing a long list of side effects. People are already getting sick and dying from it. The injection was not proven to stop people from contracting COVID, transmitting the virus, or from getting very sick. A complete list of ingredients is unknown because the drug company doesn't have to tell us what's in their syringe. Drug companies sprinted to Congress so they can't be held responsible for when people get sick or die from their so-called vaccine. Ironically, there is immunity. The injection makers are 100% immune from accountability. Safe, effective, and proven therapies for COVID exist and are being ignored and censored. And the number of COVID cases and death counts are wildly exaggerated because the tests on which they are based are useless. The truth is, none of us really know. Why the lockdown? Why the inaccurate PCR testing? Why inflate COVID case and death counts? What's with the rampant censorship? What is the real agenda here? We don't even know what's in those syringes and what will happen to you once the experimental injection gets inside your body. No one knows. But what we do know is that once it's in there, you can't get it out. Don't be bullied into taking a shot that you can never undo. If you want to learn more, go to our resource page and remember, it's your body and your life. You get to decide.